91X News.
It's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Moini. Black Friday has become a Canadian phenomenon in the past decade. The Quinte Mall is no stranger to this occasion as they will be opening their doors early on Friday the 27th. The mall will be opening at 7 a.m. compared to their usual 9 a.m. hour. The holiday typically follows an American Thanksgiving but has been emerging into other countries within the last few years. The mall will be giving away a few prizes for two lucky people for shopping on Friday. One will receive a $500 gift card, while the other will receive a $250 gift card. In order to win these, you must log on to their Facebook page and get one of their 50 t-shirts going out this week. Belleville stores that are participating in Black Friday events also include Walmart, Staples, and Best Buy. QNET's Emily Cannell and Courtney Bell will be covering the story. The Liberal government will not meet its deadline of December 31st to resettle 25,000 Syrian refugees and now says it aims to complete the program by February. The new target is to bring 10,000 people to Canada by year's end and the remainder in the first 2 months of 2016. The group will be a mix of government-assisted and privately sponsored refugees, all of whom will be identified by the end of next month. Priority for government refugees will be given to complete families, women at risk, members of sexual minorities, and single men only if they are identified as members of an LGBT community or traveling with a family. All screening will take place overseas, and once that's complete, refugees will be flown to Toronto, Montreal, largely on chartered aircraft. The federal government cost for the program is an estimated $678 million over the next 6 years, but doesn't include additional funding that could be necessary for provinces and territories. The third annual Poverty Challenge was held on campus today. The event is a way for first-year students to understand what it feels like when you're poor and looking for help. Ashley Clark has a story.
This morning, first-year students in the Child and Youth Worker Program each took on the role of a poor person. They went around to mock agencies set up by third-year students to try and access support. It showed them just how difficult the process can be. One of the organizers, Lisa Chinook, says this challenge shows students what many people in the community face every day.
Obviously, they're not going to have the empty stomach feeling or the bone chilling cold feeling that you get when you're sleeping on the streets, but they will get a little glimpse into what some of the struggles may be like.
First year student CJ Stark knows firsthand what it's like to live in poverty.
When I was in grade 10, I had to live in a homeless shelter because my mom and my family were evicted. It was hard to separate myself from the situation and just try to live my life every day without having the worry.
Stark says it's important for her classmates to understand poverty is everywhere and comes in many faces. Organizers hope the event is held again next year. Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
French President Francois Hollande says he will travel to Russia this week to convince President Vladimir Putin to join the international coalition. Speaking through a translator at a joint press conference with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House today, Hollande says Russia would have to agree to work toward a political transition in Syria without their partner, President Bashar al-Assad.
We want to gather all countries, all those who are willing to find and to implement a political solution in Syria. We do not want to exclude anyone.
Nearly 5 years of clashes between Assad's government and rebel forces have created a vacuum that analysts say has allowed ISIL to thrive. Turkey says two planes violated Turkish airspace before it shot down one of them. Turkey's UN ambassador says one plane left the area quickly, but the other ignored repeated warnings before it was shot out of the sky to crash on the Syrian side of the border. Russia denies the claims and has vowed Turkey will suffer significant consequences as a result. NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg is calling on all parties to be prudent and contribute to reducing tensions. CIBC's chief executive says not enough of Canada's post-secondary graduates have the right skills to drive future economic growth. Victor Dodig says there needs to be a greater connection between school programs and the specific needs of industry, with more emphasis on science, engineering, and mathematics studies. He adds most of Canada's eventual growth will come from entrepreneurs who commercialize new ideas and technologies for all sectors of the economy. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley says the carbon tax and her government's new climate policy will only go towards environmental programs and incentives, not paying down the debt. Opposition parties warn the tax on emissions could become a slush fund for pet government projects. The tax will be implemented in 2017 and is expected to bring about $3 billion a year. One of the authors of a child poverty report card says the typical child in a poor family lives far below the poverty line, often living in poor housing without enough food. The report says across Canada, almost 1 in 5 children lives in poverty, while in Manitoba, it's almost 1 in 3. Author Sid Frankel says their parents tend to have a low-paying job and don't get enough tax breaks to lift them out of poverty. Ontario's court has ruled a section of the criminal code bearing any sexual activity between teens aged 14 and 15 and partners more than 5 years older is constitutional, even if the sex is clearly consensual. The ruling by the Court of Appeal centers around a case involving a 21-year-old man who began consensual sexual relationship with a 15-year-old girl who he had known for several years. The man was charged with various sexual offenses after the girl had an abortion, and a child welfare agent reported him to the police. The court agreed with the federal government that the law protects young people from any and all sexual involvement with adults, given the imbalance of power. Thousands of books for less than $5 are on sale this week at the Alzheimer's Society of Hastings, Prince Edward County, hosts its charitable book sale. The sale is being held at the View Mall in Belleville at 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. from Tuesday to Thursday. The sale will feature gently used books donated from the Quinte area. The Alzheimer's Society said it receives multiple books every single day and has received the most donations in the sale's 26th year history. This is the Society's fourth sale this year. The Alzheimer's Society is a nonprofit organization which has been operating in the Quinte area since 1987. It offers support, education, and advocacy for families of people with Alzheimer's disease. On the first day of the sale, books will be priced as marked. Books will be reduced to half price on the second day, and on the final day, a $5 donation will let you fill a bag with books. QNET News will be covering the event. More to come. Angus Argyle and Matthew Murray will be updating the story. The release of Ontario's long-term strategy to fight climate change is being denounced by critics as containing little new information about the Liberal government's goals and how it plans to achieve them. The Liberals say details will come in a 5-year action plan and in rules and regulations for its planned cap-and-trade system, which will all come later. Their long-term climate master plan highlights many features the government has already taken, such as shutting down coal-fired plants and greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets it has already set. The strategy broadly envisions a low-carbon economy, a carbon-neutral government sector, more energy-efficient buildings, and more electric vehicles on the road. That's QNET News on 91X to 407 Sports is next.
Hey, honey, pull over. Look at that sign. And look at that sign. Discounts, extended hours, and great deals on almost everything.
Yes, I know. All the guys at work were talking about Black Friday and how the businesses of downtown Belleville are getting into the act. Bob is doing all his holiday shopping.
With all these deals, downtown Belleville should be our shopping destination this Black Friday, too.
Black Friday, November 27th. Enjoy shopping with the businesses of downtown Belleville.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden with QNET Sports. The Toronto Raptors have assigned guard DeLon Wright to Raptors 905 of the NBA Development League. Wright has appeared in 4 games with the Raptors this season, totaling 4 rebounds in 10 minutes of action. He was selected 20th overall by Toronto in the 2015 NBA Draft. Wright will continue to be included on the Raptors roster and will remain on the team's inactive list. He is expected to be in the lineup Wednesday when Raptors 905 host the Idaho Stampede. George Daniel announced on Tuesday he is stepping down as commissioner of the National Lacrosse League. Daniel has held the position since January of 2009, and during his tenure, Daniel helped form a 7-year collective bargaining agreement with players, negotiated broadcast agreements with TSN, ESPN, and other networks, and added corporate partnerships including New Era and Under Armour. Daniel said he will continue as commissioner until a successor is announced, after which he will serve the NLL as counsel to the league. Daniel will form a new law firm with sports lawyers Bob Lanza and Tom Reich. No timetable has been announced for the appointment of a new commissioner. A Pennsylvania teenager's family says he accidentally ran all 26.2 miles of the Philadelphia Marathon because he missed a turn on his half-marathon course. Evan Magulis runs on his high school cross-country team in Palmyra, 80 miles west of Philadelphia. He set out on Sunday to run the 13.1-mile half-marathon. His family was waiting for him at the finish line but became concerned when he didn't show up. They say they gave police a photo of Evan, and officers tracked him down in the Manayunk section of the city. He felt good despite missing his turn and wanted to keep running. Evan's brother says he had completed the marathon, and officers wanted a picture with him. His time was 5 hours, 23 minutes, and 11 seconds. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. I'm Nick Ogden.
The forecast for Belleville, tonight partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries or rain showers this evening, fog patches developing near midnight and a low of minus 5. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, fog patches dissipating in the morning, wind becoming south 20 kilometers per hour late in the morning, and a high of plus 7. Wednesday night, a few clouds, wind south 20 kilometers per hour, low plus 5. At 4:10, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Isaiah Mowinney, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.